Hello, this is Boyd.
All right, Boyd. Good morning. Oh. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, excellent. So I do have the account up here. Let me go ahead and make sure I get the notes in for you guys here in terms of the Google Verified and what we're doing with that.
Yeah, I just got off the phone with Chris. He's good with this. He's good with going organic. He's good with going organic for a minute. And then you can explain to me what we're getting for that package and what we're paying $299 for again.
And such. All right, perfect. So before we go over that, let me go ahead and state here that we did go ahead and go over the refund of the $250 for Google Verified. I will go ahead and get that put in place for you guys here. We did go ahead and clarify the rollover for the minimum monthly budget is indeed a rollover budget. You do not pay the monthly budget every single month if you did not take all of your leads when that time does come. And then
when we decide to go with that package.
Yes, sir. When that time comes, absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
All right. And then let me actually go ahead and make the $250 note here really quick so that's underway before we continue.
Now, now that we're only doing the $250, what does that include while you're doing that?
So we're sending back the $250. This is the $290. So now we're going on the $299 month to month. So for this is the complete local optimization setup from top to bottom. So that does include. Oh yeah. Go ahead.
No, that does include.
So that's the top five directories. So that's the Apple Maps creation, as well as the Bing Local and its initial content as well. We do create the Google listing for you, as well as the Facebook ad campaign and the advanced Yelp listing. The Yelp and Apple Maps, these two go hand in hand together.
Okay.
And then, of course, we get you the exposure that covers mobile devices. We do help you with your SEO settings and your Google compliance for your website, or we build a full one for you, should you guys need. I know you guys already have one. For your Facebook
When we have a full one, what? I'm sorry.
Full website.
No, we don't. We just have a domain.
Domain. Okay. Okay.
The domain is sitting there parked at Two Cows right now.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, we've had it now for almost a year. We've had our domain for almost a year, but we have never used it.
Okay. Here are my notes for that right here. Duh, we actually went over that. Okay, so we will be fully designing your domain website for you here, Google compliance and SEO settings. For your Facebook campaign, we are going to be running a smart targeted ad campaign. So, you know, posts and things like that, you guys will still be taking care of that part. You know, stories, befores, after pictures, things like that. Your meta team is going to be doing your content, your optimization, and your smart targeting for your ads. So that's where, you know, if anybody so much as talks about your type of work, your ad pops up on their Facebook feed. We're also going to supply your dashboard. You already have that. But now we're going to be having the analytics reading in for your SEO, for your first page placement. So you're going to see, of course, all of your clicks, how many keywords, searches that were performed. But this also allows us to block the spam calls. Of course, it's not 100%, but about 85 to 88% of spam calls will be blocked off of your local listing, and it does allow you to track and record new phone calls. Okay?
Okay. Now, as far as the posting, so we're going to be responsible for the posting to Facebook, but you guys will be taking care of new info for our website?
Yeah, so for the website and for the content and optimization of the ad campaign.
Okay.
So it's not like, so they won't be making like pictures or like stories or things like that.
Just so when I get new pictures, if I want them on my website, I just go to the dashboard and upload the pictures to have put on our website.
Yes, sir.
Correct. Okay.
I do recommend all of my clients at least run it by your account manager just to make sure it's, you know, the right size, the right. Yeah, there's weird things that come with certain pictures and things like that. We want to make sure it's all streamlined for you.
Okay. But as far as Facebook, we keep up with our actual Facebook. We're still the ones uploading our pictures and descriptions of what we're doing.
Correct. Yes, sir.
then that's where I'm going to, that's where I'm going to have somebody help with, because I am totally lost when it comes to posting to Facebook. With Chris.
Okay.
I mean, Chris knows. Chris has done it in the past. He's uploaded his pictures and his descriptions, where as I'm just sitting here at the home, I have no idea what he's doing on the job site. So I guess we're going to have our weekly powwow and get together and decide what we're putting on our Facebook feed. I know it probably helps to do it daily, doesn't it? Or at least a couple times a week.
I was about to say a couple times a week, definitely. You don't want to do it necessarily every day. It does assist in ranking and things like that, and it does keep your algorithm fresh, but it's taxing.
Well, I mean, but for example, if he's working on a week-long job, he can only give me before, during, and after photos basically when it's finished. I don't want to put something up there. Hey, look at this, what we're doing. And all of a sudden, a few days later, oh, here's what we're finished. Here's how it's coming along. And then a couple days later, here's when it's finished.
Right. We don't need progress updates.
I guess you'd rather do it. Exactly. So basically, I mean, a 2-day job, that's great. We do, you know, every other day. Like when he starts a job and finishes it the next week, and I'll go ahead and post it then. But when he's, like, the one job he was involved in, it was taking him almost 2 weeks to get, 2 to 3 weeks to get through the job because it was so big. Okay. So, yeah. So it's kind of hard to post to Facebook when you're involved in a 3-week project.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So so I guess it's okay to go with a couple week gaps if you're, don't really have anything fresh to add. Other than saying, hi, we're still here.
Where's it, Ryan?
stay posted for updates.
We had half the roof. We'll get the other half next week. Stay tuned.
Wait a minute. We've got a storm coming. We can't work for 4 days. Sorry. Keep you updated.
The last thing I want to hear if my roof is being put on is that they only got halfway through and a storm's coming.
Hey, Georgie, you never know what's going to happen. It's going to be sunny 1 minute, and 5 minutes later, it's a downpour that lasts hours, you know? And then all of a sudden, it goes away, and the sun comes back out. You know how southern weather is.
I was just about to say, it's like North Carolina and Georgia are exactly the same.
Yep.
And then Florida gets all
like that up north. It doesn't happen like that in Pennsylvania. You see the storm coming from a distance.
Exactly. I mean, Wilkes-Barre is
a storm. And here
it is
just out of nowhere. But when I first came to Georgia in 1988 for basic training at Fort Benning, Georgia, the first time I really, you know, left Pennsylvania for any length of time, one of the things that killed me was the fact that, hey, it's a nice, beautiful, hot, sweaty, ugly day for humidity. Next thing you know, you're drenched in a thunderstorm that lasted 2 minutes and the sun's shining back out again. It's like, I don't like this weather at all.
And then the rain is humid. While it's raining, it's humid. And then when it's done and all the sun comes out,
it's worse.
Now it's even
more humid.
All the steam coming off the streets.
So after spending 8 weeks in Fort Benning in the southern Georgia swamps, I got back in that plane and landed to go back to Pennsylvania. So I swear to you, God, I'll never come back here again. And God just left me and said, you're just getting introduced. You'll be moving here in 22 years. I'm just getting you a little taste of what you're going to experience.
Sure enough, ended up right on
so
there
proof,
too.
Proof that God, it's proof that God has a sense of humor.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you think you're not coming back here, don't worry.
Why do you think I sent you here in the first place instead of some other place across the country for basic training?
Exactly.
But anyhow, so yeah, I guess that's the way we want to go. Let's go organic. I'll keep up the Facebook, but you'll still do the cat. So I will see my own advertisements when I go on Facebook then. If I so choose.
Mean like your actual smart targeted ad?
Like my wife, if she goes on just to test it out and say, okay, I guess somebody's searching on a local route for somebody that does painting in Littleburn. They're going to see our ad. They're going to see a sponsored ad, right?
they wouldn't even have to put the area. They put like paint, they put, you know, water molds, they make a post about it. The smart targeted algorithm is going to pick that up.
So somebody down Little Burn is making a post on a local group saying, I'm looking for a painter. Next thing you know, our sponsored ad is going to pop up on their phone.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
Oh, that is so sweet. Because I told you, Facebook is our gold mine. Most of our clients are Facebook users. So as you can tell, they're old folks like me. Facebook's been a part of our lives for the last 30 years, you know.
I was about to say, the 65 and older group, they're actually the reason we are partnered with Meta. They're like the main job getters from Facebook, because they don't like going over to Google once they find what they're looking for or what they're talking about, and it pops up right there. Easy. This is just what I was talking about. Boom.
Yep. Well, you know, it's funny. I was working one night at my restaurant, and me and my one coworker were talking about Tasty Cakes. You know, the Tasty Cake, Chocolate Juniors, and stuff like that. Yeah. You see, you don't have up there what we have down here. We have Flowers down here, Flowers Bakery. They're the ones that distribute the Tasty Cakes to the stores where all the shipments come into. Well, Flowers Bakery has an outlet store, and when products are getting to be about 3 or 4 days from being out of date, they sell them at discount at these bakery stores, these outlet stores. So I can go up to Flowers Bakery 20 miles up the road and buy $40 worth of Tasty Cake products for like $20. And I got my crimpets, and I got my Chocolate Juniors, and I got my cupcakes, and I got my cinnamon rolls. Yeah. We have the bakery outlets down here. And Tasty Cake is like my one weakness that I can actually get down here from my phone. So yeah. But anyhow. So you might have to take a trip down to Georgia here.
Well, just playing.
closer to come to Georgia than it is to back to Pennsylvania from where you're at. But anyhow, we were talking about Tasty Cakes one night. Next thing you know, I'm going on Facebook and there's an ad for Tasty Cake.
I didn't even
have Facebook open. It was like my phone was listening to us.
Yes, sir. That's exactly how it happened. So let me tell you exactly what the procedure is, right? The moment you say Tasty Cakes, if you're using Android, for example, it's going to be Cortana. If you're using iPhone, it's going to be Siri. But both of those will pick up what you just said. As soon as you said that, it throws it out there all over the internet, like Google, all over. The moment the algorithm picks that up, it creates a smart target ad.
But our phones were on our lock screen in our pockets.
Yeah.
And that happened.
Yes, sir.
That's scary because you're being listened to at all times.
Exactly. Yep. Your mic is on 24/7. I turn my mic off all the time. When you called me earlier, I have to get a notification for my mic to turn it on and then answer the call.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty wild. I never, you know these things. I don't know these things. Now I know these things. My mic's going off.
Yes, sir. Anytime something pops up and it says, do not sell my information, because sometimes it doesn't even pop up in colors anymore. You'll have to look at it when you download a new app, for instance. It'll say, do not sell my information. You always want to put it on yes. It'll be on default no all the time. You want to put it on yes. Do not sell my information. That way, anything you're doing on your phone doesn't get sent out for advertisers to start sending you in smart targeted ads.
I see. Well, I'm crazy for that, because I don't know if you ever got into playing games for cash, and then when you're playing the games, you watch a gazillion ads while you're playing the game, and that's how they make their money to pay you out your money. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've made hundreds and hundreds of dollars off playing games over the last 2 or 3 years. But
I've tried.
I bet you any money I've watched well over 200,000 or 300,000 ads over the last few years at 30 seconds an ad.
Wow.
So a lot of advertisers have my information, and I get a lot of targeted ads.
My goodness.
That's all part of the game. And when you just finance the whole camping trip just off of earning Amazon credits, and you can spend $300 or $400 or $500 on equipment, just off credits that you accumulated from playing games, then you start to understand why you do it.
And you are really good at stacking credits.
Oh, yeah. Right now on my phone, I probably have about $200 or $300 in cash and probably close to that same amount of the Amazon credits I can turn in. How do you think I'm getting my storage expansion card? I'm not paying for it out of my own cash.
I'm paying for it
from Amazon credits I've earned playing games. Yeah, just between this one app on my... I have an app when I have an Android. The Android's my personal phone. This one here you're talking to me on is my business phone. I have this app called FreeCash on both phones. On my Android, I'm up to $32. On this phone, I'm up to like $70-some. So right there's $100 off of one app on two different phones. And I'd say, okay, I'm $20 shy. I'm now $20 shy of buying my storage expansion card. Yeah.
Interesting.
That's how I do it.
And it's those games where you have to it tells you like get to level 15 and
exactly.
Such and such amount. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Or some sites will say, well, you got to play this game for this long. And there's some of the ones like rewarded play and misplay, where you can just turn the game on, sit back and watch TV, and just let the phone sit by your side for an hour, and it's accumulating points as you're watching TV, and you're not even playing the game. They've gotten better with it, though. They've actually gotten better with recording your movements within the game. But a couple years ago, you could just sit there for 3 hours and let your phone run the game, and you're not even playing it, and you're getting credits for it.
I got a lot of times with those, and it's because, those games you have to allow those games to track. When you download it, allow it to track or whatever.
Yep.
And,
yep.
I don't allow that because it's part of the whole do not sell my information thing. So where they got me was I would click do not track, but they let you play the game anyway.
And then in the
application, it'll show you, oh yeah, you opened up the game, but I said sit there for 3 hours, get to level 20. And I didn't get my payout.
And you're not getting nothing. You didn't get your payout, right? Yeah, you got to allow them to track you. So, yeah, I'm in that trap, but I've made hundreds of dollars off of it. So it's like, okay, just send me the ads. I'll take them.
I might just have to VPN it. Hit me with a VPN.
They won't VPN. They won't now allow a lot of these games won't allow VPNs.
Of course.
They won't track you through a VPN. Of course. No, you got to be. They've got to be getting your real IP address. Getting back to what we're doing here. So yeah, let's just go organic at this point. And then further down the road, once I start getting a pile of contractors, like say I'm getting, all right, here's some company that does drywalling and here's another company that does roofing and here's another company that does this or that. And I can just put them on speed dial and say, hey, I got a job coming in. I need you guys to go do this. Then we're hiring out subcontractors to do the work. That's when we might go to generated leads because we have people to go cover the jobs. Right now, Chris can handle, just what we've been doing, but it's so much easier if people from Facebook are calling us instead of us having to go to, instead of going to Tuckertown Talk and having to scroll down through 40 or 50 listings just to find one person saying, hey, I need this done. The minute they start typing and they to a post, that's when it triggers a sponsored ad, is basically what you're saying.
Or if they talk about it.
Okay, yeah. So, but whatever they post to their, once they hit that post button,
They're
scanned, it's already being scanned for us to.
Yes, sir. Takes less than an hour and a maximum of an hour for the algorithm to smart target an ad.
I like that. I do.
I don't like it when it's happening to me, but when it's helping folks out, I love it.
Yeah, so that's pretty awesome, though. Eventually, though, if they're looking through their screen, hey, instead of looking at all the comments, they saw a targeted post for, they saw our company targeted as a sponsored ad. They're more likely to.
Like, oh, they're in my
more
area.
Likely,
absolutely.
Huh?
Click.
Yeah, they're more likely to call us because they saw our ad.
Exactly. It's the only thing I love Facebook for. That's the social media aspect. I mean, it was great back in the day, and now it's just chaos when it comes to connecting people.
It's a bunch of drama. Unless you're using it for business, it's just a bunch of drama.
Well, without that drama, they wouldn't have Facebook. It wouldn't be exciting.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Well, for them.
But and then when you're a business professional and you're using Facebook, you've got to watch your tone at all times. You can't respond to the drama. Even if it's something you're passionate about and you have a strong opinion about what's being talked about, you got to hold it.
You know, I've even noticed that with your actual work. I've seen business pages that go downhill very rapidly, whether it's ranking or whether it's just engagement at all, because it'll be about the work. Somebody will say, oh, they did a shoddy job, and the passionate contractor will get in there and just make a book about how they've been in the business for such and such and how this person's wrong. Mm-hmm. Can't do that.
And that's when you get back to that person and say, I'm sorry, but I mean, first of all, I wouldn't reply to the post. If they're one of my customers, I have their number. I'm going to call them and say, hey, you know, I'm sorry that you're not happy with this. I'm sorry that that this didn't look the way you wanted it to. How can we fix this?
Exactly.
Instead of responding on Facebook and making yourself look like a donkey, you know.
Exactly.
So, yeah, no. Facebook is no place to air your laundry or your opinion if it's going to negatively affect you.
Precisely.
It's funny. Two weeks ago at church, we had a guest speaker come in, and he was talking about how Christians should respond to social media. It's like,
interesting.
Wow. Yeah, he was saying this is how this, and he was actually using Proverbs from the book of Proverbs to explain, you know, this is why you shouldn't say this on social media, and this is why you shouldn't do that on social media. Because social media is a part of our everyday life now. We got to be careful how we respond to people because it's going to negatively affect our faith. People are going to say, oh, he said that, and he's a Christian. Well, no. That doesn't make any sense to me. Why, you know, he's just acting like me, and I'm not a Christian.
Right.
Like, wow. That's really cool.
Wow.
I love these preachers that can relate the Bible to your everyday life.
100%.
And use a 2,000-year-old book, to say, hey, this still applies today as it did 2,000 years ago. Well, in God's time, it's 1,000 years is like a day. So it was 2 days ago. The Bible was written 2 days ago in God's time. Do you think he's changed his mind much in 2 days? Don't think so. So.
I love it.
But, so let's go with that. Let's go with the organic. I'm sorry we're going off topic here, but I'm sure conversations like this take some monotony away from your day.
Oh, well, definitely. Definitely. A little bit. All right. But, perfect. Pretty sure I'm at the end of the notes here as well.
Okay.
Make sure. Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
So what do I have to do from here at this point though? I mean, I've already uploaded my proof of insurance. POI.
Yeah, I've uploaded the documents. Those are in Rackspace. We did have the address hidden as per the request.
My article organization should be there.
The close organization. And there we are. And then there's the Accord. Okay, perfect. And then we have the GV application. We're not gonna worry about this. The Google verification application. Okay. And then
that's where I was confused. That when you said Google, I thought in order for us to be listed, for you to do anything on Google, we had to be verified by Google. Just for you to do anything at all to Google. That's where I got lost at. I didn't realize that you could still do Google ads and Google placement without being verified.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
And get us listed on Maps without being like that.
Oh, yeah.
See,
absolutely.
I tried for the longest time to get us on Apple Maps and Google Maps, and I just couldn't get there. This is missing. This is wrong. There's something wrong with this. It's like,
Yeah.
I mean, I just jumped through 20 hoops to get to this point, and you're still telling me something's wrong. And you
it
can't
is
listen.
A pain to get directly in contact with Google as a small or medium business. And that's
right.
Because just of the sheer size of Google itself. They can't,
right.
They don't have enough departments, enough people, enough resources to handle the corporate size people that they deal with directly and the small and medium businesses. That's why they
right.
have
I get
partners.
That. I get that. But yeah, so no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't get on Google Maps. I couldn't get on Apple Maps. And it's like, seriously, what do I got to do? And then realization, you got to pay somebody to do it for you because they know the ins and outs that you don't know. So.
And it all comes down to the reach too, because you can have an SEO company that's not a member, a partner, or a premier partner of Google at all. So they don't have a department. They don't actually have the reach to contact them. And what a lot of people do is they'll end up paying these people to go ahead and, you know, get them verified, get a Google profile up for them. And the only thing that company can do is create a Google profile. That is it. If it gets rejected, it's they're having the same problem contacting Google that you'd have contacting
right.
Google. And that's where that big mess comes from. It's a mess out there. 300,000 SEO companies, there's got to be a limit here somewhere.
Now, the question I have is, realistically speaking, how long before we start seeing results?
Okay, so I want to break this down into two sections, okay, because there's two ways to go about results. So if we're talking about seeing ranking results, right, first page hits, you're seeing you're not rotating off that page, right, you're on the map section, and all your direct resubmissions are out there. That takes a minimum of 45 days for all of that to be in full swing.
Right.
Roughly 60 days before you really start seeing the organic calls start to come in, and you'll be able to see that in your dashboard as well. Those analytics will track for you.
Now, so people do start to see results, though.
Absolutely.
It's not like,
yes, sir.
Not like wishful thinking, like, I hope I get ranked today, and I hope somebody calls me today. Eventually, it's going to get to the point where we're widely known out there, and
exactly.
The calls will start rolling in.
Yes, sir. So for your Facebook advertising will be one of the first things that come out there. That's like 13, 14 days out. That's when your Facebook ads will be out there, and those smart targeted ads will start drawing in analytics. Those will be out way before
awesome.
Your first page placement.
Great. Because I'll be honest with you, I'm looking forward more to the Facebook than I am Google, but Google will help, of course.
Absolutely.
Google
Absolutely.
Will definitely help. But Facebook, I'm excited about Facebook because, like I said, 99% of our business comes from Facebook.
And that's an adjustable.
That'll be exciting.
I don't generally have to go into this section when it comes to Facebook because a lot of our clients just kind of utilize the base product for it. But let's say 6 months down the line, you guys are kind of tired of drawing in the same type of traffic, right, or the same amount of traffic that you usually get off of Facebook and you guys wanted to up the spend, you can do that. Like, your minimum spend right now is only $100. That's where you're at right now when it comes to Facebook. So let's say you guys wanted to, amp that to $1,000 in Facebook leads, which is an insane amount of Facebook leads, by the way, or Facebook ads, by the way. But let's say you wanted to up that to, $1,000. You can change that. You can adjust that. I recommend calling to have, you know, myself or one of my director constituents do that for you. But you do have the availability to do that straight from your dashboard.
Okay. That sounds cool.
All right.
We're getting a couple ads a month, basically. Or continuous.
It's quite a few more than a couple. Because I think Facebook, let me actually confirm here real quick. The range for Facebook clicks, I believe, is between 5 and 50 cents per click.
Okay.
When people click on those, which is usually why the $100 does last a lot of our clients through the entire month. But then, of course, there are some that like to go a little heavier and they have a really large radius, so they up their spend for that.
Okay. Because, I mean, typically speaking, on each one of our groups, we might see three to four people posting something a day. So average that out to 90 to 120 clicks, basically, is what we're seeing through all our groups.
Okay.
So that's well within that $100 budget.
Absolutely.
No. No, I mean, because I'm covering, literally, when we're talking, if I'm perusing Facebook for people that are looking for our services, I have 20 or 30 different groups, and I got to spend that time going through every one of those. And a lot of time, it's just people advertising their businesses. It's not somebody looking for a service, it's somebody wanting to gather people to their business. So a lot of times I can go through Tuckertown Talk and I'll see, well, this person's running for mayor and hey, what happened down on Main Street today? Or you get a lot of that until you finally, hey, I need somebody to come paint my inside of my house. But I might have had to go through, I don't know how many scrolls to get to that post. That's what's annoying. I wish there was something dedicated to each town where it'd say, hey, I need this done. And I go there and it's all these people looking for stuff to be done. But that's going to be all taken away with this. So I kind of like that. To where I barely have to touch Facebook groups because they're doing the work for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I was trying to find a way to do this on my own to see if there were bots out there that could scroll through Facebook groups and gather back what I needed. And there are.
I was just about to say there certainly are.
They don't do multiple groups at one time, though.
I was just about to say they need a little bit more growth and development before that's something that I think will be beneficial for businesses. I mean, I'm sure there are people out there that utilize it crazy, and it's actually pretty okay for them.
Back in the day, it used to be called a web crawler.
That's interesting. Web crawlers now are used for like Angie's List or Home Advisor, Angie. They use those. Their supervisors use web crawlers to find businesses that they then buy those leads and then sell them. So that's interesting that you brought up web crawlers.
Yeah, I mean, that was 20 years ago that I was familiar with web crawlers.
They existed 20 years ago?
Yeah, there was web crawlers 20 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you go back to the day, remember the hotsheet.com?
Hotsheet.com. Wow.
Yeah, that was my go-to search engine back in the day.
Oh, my goodness.
Because you could find everything on Hotsheet.
It was like DuckDuckGo, I believe that was what we called DuckDuckGo. It was a search engine like that. Yeesh.
Right. You go to Hotsheet.com, there's a gazillion links on the first page. And you can find anything and everything through Hotsheet. It was kind of like the Google 20 years ago. It's kind of like Google 20 years ago. But 20 years ago, it was all still in its early development phases. You know.
Isn't it like a news thing now? Didn't Hotsheet become like a news?
Well, no, you would actually have been a kid at the time Hotsheet came out back in like 93, 94. But yeah, I remember hotsheet.com, and I think it still exists. I haven't checked recently, I think it's still out there.
I think it's a, that's what I was asking. I think it's a, like a news, like the Huffington Post, but online.
Right.
I think that's what they've become now. And I think the last 7 years that I saw them.
Yeah, so kind of like when you did a search on web crawler, it went through all the search engines for you. And found stuff.
Cool.
Kind of like AI does today. Automatically.
Those have to cost like some serious money though, data crawlers or web crawlers.
Yeah. But they had enough advertising, they paid for it. But anyhow.
Ah, okay.
I used to be an internet guru years ago, but I lost touch with that. I wish I would have stayed in the game and actually caught on to AI when it first started.
Man, it's not too hard to get back in the game. Put a little skin in the game.
Well, if I have some time, I'll learn some more. But ChatGPT makes things a lot easier. GPT's amazing.
I no longer go to ChatGPT as in open source now anymore is because OpenAI changed hands. And not in exactly the greatest way. They have a lot of I'm trying to stay non-politically aligned while on a recorded line.
Right.
But they're owned by some not so good folks now, and that was actually pretty recent, within the last couple of months. So now information that comes through OpenAI or Sora AI or everything that is under the OpenAI umbrella, including ChatGPT, is targeted towards a specific type of political angling.
Okay.
So it's hard to talk like this.
I see. Conversation for another time over the weekend or something. But anyhow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then maybe you can fill me in on what you know that I don't know. But anyhow. All right. So getting back to, I guess, the subject at hand so we can both get on with our what we got to do. Yeah, we're just going to go organic right now. And we're going to see where that leads us. And this will give me the time to start posting to Facebook and start getting nervous because we haven't posted to Facebook since January.
Oh wow.
The day before I went in the hospital for my surgery was the last post.
I remember. Yeah, you did tell me that. My goodness. We definitely want to get that footprint back on up.
Yeah, I think I did post in April. And I just posted something saying, sorry, we've been down. We're going through some stuff right now. And that's why the posts happened there. But then that was the last entry. So we've been silent for the last 4 or 5 months. And we got to get that rolling again. Because Facebook targeting is not going to help us if we're not posting regularly. So.
That is something that will be a turnaround. That'll be a good turnaround.
Yeah, so I got to start getting pictures and descriptions from Chris, and he's just going to have to take the 5 minutes of he's going to have to take an hour out of his ADHD running around to sit down with me and let's go and do this, Chris. And I'm sure this will make it much easier if we have a desktop computer instead of cell phones.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
Storage will be better, too. Storage and access.
Yeah, because right now, I have a 5-year-old, I have a 5-year-old AirPad, Mac Air, and I have a 5-year-old laptop, and that's just not cutting it. It's just so slow. It's like I can actually go out to the internet and actually draw it on the internet myself quicker than the computers can do it for me.
I was actually going to say I'm surprised that that iPad or Apple Note or that device that you said there, I'm surprised that thing is still even active with its user interface. Old devices for Apple, they usually what's the word? Obsolete them the next time one of their major updates come out. I'm surprised that still works.
No, the laptop version of Apple, it's still working. I'm still getting on Facebook with it.
But okay, MacBook.
My grandson drop kicked it, and there's now a vertical line down through there.
No.
It's almost like you have a left-hand side column, and then the other 75% of the screen is visible. But you got that. You got that quarter of an inch line that goes right down the whole screen. And it kind of makes reading a little bit impossible. So that's why we need new computers. But that's the next step, he said, is to get us both iMacs for the desktop. So we have 24, 27 inch screens to look at.
That's just me.
What's that?
I would go Microsoft, but that's just me.
I don't know. I mean, I have not been happy with Microsoft since 2000. The business Windows 2000, which was 20 years ago. I think, and since then, I think Windows went downhill. I never liked 8, 9, or 10. Didn't like them at all. I liked Windows XP. XP2.
Mm-hmm.
Windows XP2 and 2000 were the two systems I liked with Microsoft. And then after that, I just thought Microsoft just dropped off for me. It was just too buggy and glitchy.
Yeah, they had a few. So for 8 and 9, they just skipped right over Windows 9 because the coding for it, when they released it for the OS, the finished product, if the code in there would pick up Windows 98 or Windows 95 because they had a
right.
9 in there with the Windows code. So it would cause bugs everywhere. And now it's trying to pick up updates for Windows 98 because there's a 9 in there. So they didn't even really release that. They skipped right over it into 10. 10 was a sham. 11 is good. XP is still the best OS ever.
XP was their best OS ever. I totally agree with that. Totally agree with that. Now, I haven't played with 11 yet, but I haven't had a system that can run 11 yet.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to put Windows 11 on a 2020 Compaq. Sure.
You need
probably
a motherboard.
Probably won't even start. The computer probably
absolutely
wouldn't even start to boot.
But yeah, Windows 11 Home is the one that I use in terms of everything business related. It's all Windows 11 Pro. I use Enterprise if I need things like Linux and, you know, things like that for development purposes. And then I use the 11 Home, just regular 11 Home for my basics. So I think that's where I have all my games on it or, you know, Steam and things like that.
Well, Chris is all bougie and everything has to be Windows. I mean, everything has to be Apple.
Apple.
Like, he says, I don't even know why you still have an Android phone. And it's like, I like my Android phone. I like my little stylus.
I like my freedom.
Yeah.
Apple.
So, I mean, I like the, don't get me wrong, this is my first Apple I owned, and I like it, but my trusty little Motorola Android here is usually the one I do everything on.
Yeah, I can't hold a candle. I have them both, and what you do call me on is my iPhone, I like Android over everything. My little S23
my personal phone.
Gotta have it.
Yeah, my personal phone is an Android. But,
gotta have it.
But anyhow. Alright, so where do we go from here now? I guess, if they need any more information. So I guess I just, disregard the, text they sent me on the stuff for Google Verified.
Yeah, you can go ahead and ignore those. I already, on your part, for now, nothing has to be done.
Okay.
Everything is already in circulation. I had that done about 10 minutes ago. We have, in terms of the first page placement package, we have that already changed. I do have the refunding for your $250 already put in out there, so it's processing. I believe, let me make sure I go through my steps here. Okay, yeah, so that's everything. If there is an update that I do have to provide for you, of course, I'll send out a text message first, and then I'll go ahead and give you a call. We can go over anything that needs to be done there. But as far as this goes at the moment, everything is in place. I do want to see, because you did go through the client interview, you guys got through the entire client interview, correct? The entire completion?
Correct.
So you went over the content editing, quality control? Okay, perfect. So no need to go back through that again. So I'll go ahead and get this set in for you guys, and the team will begin doing your approvals and things like that, and that should be done by end of day, okay?
That's fantastic. That's great. Yeah, I think they have all the photos I need. I think they have everything I need. They don't need anything from me for Facebook. They already have access to my Facebook page. That was done yesterday.
Here we are. Yep, client granted partner access. Okay, perfect for Facebook for the business page.
No, I think did they say that I had to? Actually, I think I got an email. It says that. Do they need to be a manager at this point now? I think I got a text about granting manager access.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be the account administrator. We're going to be the account manager.
All right, so I do got to go in and follow the directions on how to set you guys up as a manager of my Facebook page.
Yes, sir. If you do have any questions, though, if anything seems a little confusing, give me a call and I'll connect you with your account manager so they can directly so that we can go over that to make sure any errors, odds and ends, or anything like that. Which is honey. Yes.
Okay. And let me think. Google, you have everything you need for Google, I think.
Business photos. Yep, we have everything so far. It's all in Rackspace at the moment. So we do have...
The only thing you're going to need in the near future, I guess, is pictures for the website.
Correct. Yes, sir.
And I guess they'll send me the information they need from me when that time comes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Fantastic.
Excellent. Did you have any more questions for me? Well, I do still have you.
Nope. I guess that pretty well covers it.
All right. Perfect. Let me make sure I have my notes in here lined up properly. Refund for the 250, SEO first page placement, directory submissions. Okay. All right. Perfect. All right, boys. We have finally hit the end game here. We are finally in place for the streamline of this entire campaign for you guys.
Fantastic.
I'm going to go ahead and get with Honey here in a couple of moments so we can go ahead and make sure everything is in line for you guys there as far as that goes. If she does have to call you, she'll reach out, and then we'll see if anything has to be updated for you guys, okay?
Alrighty. Sounds good to me.
Awesome, boy. Thank you for being so patient through this process.
No problem. I'm just glad we got this cleared up and I didn't have to cancel everything totally.
Absolutely.
But to try to start all over again with another company to try to do this.
Absolutely.
Eventually would have to be done, but I'm glad I'm just getting this out of the way now.
Absolutely. We're going to get everything taken care of for you guys, and then, of course, we'll have you guys set up for the Google Verified when that time comes.
Okay, that'll be great.
All right, excellent. Enjoy the rest of your day. We will be connecting over Xbox later. Until then, enjoy the rest of your day.
Well, you're going to see me. Just to let you know, this is not hard to forget. Xbintang X3725. That's where you'll find my friend request coming from.
Okay, perfect. 3725 is what I'll be looking out for.
Xbintang X3725. You got it. I'll be adding you here a little bit later today.
All right, excellent. Sounds great, boy. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Bobby. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.